In Chechnya, at least 19 candidates have registered to run for president, an election scheduled for the 27th of January. The vote is part of a peace deal between Chechen separatists and Russia. Under that agreement, which ended 21 months of bitter fighting, Russia also promised to withdraw all of its troops from the breakaway republic by the time of the elections. NPR's Andy Bowers caught up with one of the best-known and most controversial candidates to lead post-war Chechnya.
31-year-old rebel commander Shamil Basayev still wears camouflage fatigues as he and his bodyguard stride triumphantly through the streets of Grozny. But he has made one concession to the politician's art. He started trimming his previously unruly beard for television interviews. Basayev knows a thing or two about publicity. After all, he hijacked a plane in 1991 to publicize the cause of Chechen independence. And last year, at the height of the war with Russia, he led a spectacular hostage-taking raid on a hospital in the southern Russian town of Budyonovsk. He and his troops held more than 1,000 hostages, and more than 100 died during a botched rescue attempt by Russian forces. Since then, Basayev has become a Chechen folk hero. But he knows that won't be enough to win next month's presidential election, so Basayev has a platform as well. He may be a hated outlaw in Russia, but his main campaign theme is law and order.
We're not satisfied with this present situation at all. We're now seeing crimes that are completely alien to Chechen society, the abduction of people, for instance. For Chechens, this is savagery. We have to fight this kind of crime with everything we've got.
Basayev does have a point. Kidnapping for ransom has become commonplace in post-war Chechnya. It's just that many in Russia don't think Basayev, as a mass hostage taker himself, is the right man to make that particular point. The idea of a President Basayev is Moscow's nightmare scenario. But to many Chechens, Basayev is nothing short of the Robin Hood of Chechnya's independence battle. Even to this day, Basayev speaks proudly about the hospital siege he led.
It was my fate. It helped force a peace settlement. Look at what we have now compared to what we had then. An end to the genocide of the Chechen people, a Russian troop pullout, a solution to our problems at the negotiating table.
Basayev does acknowledge that even if Chechnya gains formal independence, it will still have to cooperate with its huge neighbor Russia. But he brags that the Russians will have trouble dealing with him because he won't allow Moscow, in his words, to rob us blind. Yet despite Basayev's anti-Russian resume, the fact that Moscow has kept calm about his candidacy is an encouraging sign for peace in Chechnya. Far from trying to manipulate the elections, Russia has made it clear it wants the balloting to be free and fair, no matter who wins. And leaders on both the Russian and Chechen sides seem to be sticking to their promise to defer a decision on the republic's political status for 5 years. Officially, Moscow maintains that Chechnya is still part of the Russian Federation, while the Chechens say they've already won their independence. But according to Tim Guldeman, head of the Grozny office of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, both sides are keeping tensions low by avoiding harsh rhetoric on the independence issue. It's a policy Guldeman approvingly calls constructive ambiguity.
In such a situation, either side could bring up a lot of legal questions, which would immediately lead to legal answers which are very clear and which would just underline contradictory positions. But these clear questions, fortunately, are not asked, and I hope they are not asked.
The OSCE and other international organizations have been invited by both sides to observe next month's elections. However, unlike in the West, it's going to be difficult to conduct accurate opinion polling in Chechnya, where thousands have been displaced and the phone service still doesn't work. Perhaps the next best thing can be found at a small kiosk in the Grozny marketplace. This woman is selling photographs of the leading presidential contenders, and she says Shamil Basayev's hasn't been especially popular. She says pictures of Aslan Maskhadov, the republic's moderate prime minister, are selling second best. But the runaway favorite is Jokhar Dudayev. Never mind that the separatist leader was reportedly killed by Russian troops 8 months ago. Many Chechens believe he's still alive and will come back to claim his presidential seat. This is Andy Bowers.